It's a Thursday morning, and we will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. At this early hour in the morning, there's a lot of prep going on. Paper goods are being stocked. The plating station is being prepped and stocked. And here we have Peter preparing breakfast for staff. Yeah, on the stove, since we cook our curries in rotation, every 2 to 3 days, we make 2 or 3 curries, and we have so many on the menu. Hey, Ian.
Hey.
I wonder often what my staff think when they see the Everybody Eats people come in the door.
When I first heard about the plan, I thought it was great because I've been in the industry for about, food service industry for like 20 years, and it's probably the first time I've really ever heard of something like that. Had something that I could give back to the community, and I thought, what an amazing idea.
On a busy day, probably about 10 people. On an average day, maybe 3 or 4. My name is Alat Jatan. What I like a lot about the program, though, is that it is discreet. We don't have banners waving out in front of the restaurant saying, you know, eat here for free. It's not that kind of a program, not that kind of a, I guess that's not really the mission. And then what also helps is no one has to feel embarrassed or ask. You know, we give service just like anybody else. There's no capital gain in giving away food, and actually we don't give it away. The community donates. And I think there's probably chatter in the restaurant about how, you know, some folks do take advantage of it,
yeah.
But that's kind of the point, is we're not here really to judge. We're here to offer what we can give.
Say, Robert, first of all, say your name and last name.
Yeah, I'm Robert Williams. I came here from Asheville, and whenever I got here 16 months ago, Jesus set me free from crack cocaine.
My name is Mark Terrell. I live in a tent out there by the Red Roof. I've been homeless for almost 2 years now.
Occasionally, I can go by your restaurant and eat some of that great food for nothing. I've done that about 3 times.
Aww.
And I thank you. Thank you.
I'd say about a half a dozen, maybe a dozen times. And I've always been accepted.
I just tell them I don't have any money. And can you help me out with something to eat? You know, rice, just plain old rice. Mm-hmm. You know? And they gave me more than that. It had spices on it, everything was great.
It's a blessing.
Excellent.
What you do each and every day. Because you never forgot where you came from.
That's right. You know, I have been homeless in this city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember when she said, you know, that she stayed in the shelter also. Started from scratch.
I want you to know that your experience mm-hmm. and your feelings about it and your desire to come back mm-hmm. is something that gives me strength,
uh-huh.
you know, keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.